There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com. Stage Door.
Yeah, we're joined on the ticket now by our local independent theatre friends.
I'm Wes Newfarmer, and I'm representing DDG today, and the last great theatre show I saw was Avenue Q in San Francisco.
Ooh! Hi, I'm Liz Hadaway from Constellation, and the last great theatre show I saw was Orestia at the Almeida in London.
Hi, I'm Tiffany from the Courtyard Playhouse, and the last great theatre I saw was in September at the National Theatre in London, Follies by Sondheim.
Wow, so completely different. Amazing, I love it. The last one I saw was Jersey Boys at Dubai Opera. I loved it.
Amazing.
I loved it. I wanted to stand up during the songs and have a little bit of a dance, but no one would let me.
That's what I saw was Evita in the West End.
Yeah, nice. Your lost weekend, that's what we call it. Mark went missing in London.
I'm looking forward to Evita here as well. I want to see it.
Well, that was what I saw. I interviewed the cast.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so they're all very excited about coming to perform in the opera.
Mm. When is it here?
It's early next year.
Wonderful.
So we're going to start today with Pop-Up Dinner Theatre. I'm so excited about this. It's one of my favourite things ever. I've done it a couple of times. Tiffany, you've been working on this with the guys from Tom and Serge.
Yeah, we're really excited. So we're doing Jane Austen Improvised, which will be a dinner theatre experience with a three-course meal, and our guys from the Courtyard Playhouse will be performing a Jane Austen Improvised.
How does it work? How do you see it working anyway? They've worked differently. Every single one I've been to is quite different to the other.
Sure, it's the first time we're doing something like this, actually. And I think it's the first time in Dubai that there's been an improvised version. So it's quite exciting. It'll be really, really interactive. You'll have the actors dressed in full Regency attire, greeting the guests as they come in. There'll be a Regency-style country dance for everyone to participate in.
Oh, that's cool.
They'll be interacting with the guests, chatting with them, getting suggestions. We'll probably have a top hat, and they'll put suggestions into the hat for the title of Jane Austen's hidden secret novel. and then we'll probably start with there'll be a starter, and then after the starter we'll do an act. And then there'll be the main course, and then we'll do an act after that, I suppose.
So are you kind of performing around the tables then?
No, we will have a stage set up with lights and sound and everything. It will be very interactive.
Has anyone else done pop-up dinner?
No, I've never been to one of these.
Theatre dinners?
No, it sounds like fun.
Yeah.
I did, this was years ago. This must be about 7 years ago now. Faulty Towers.
Oh, yes. I was going to say.
Yeah, we know the guys who run that, actually, yeah.
That was amazing. It was incredible because it was like you've not seen.
Oh,
Fawlty
I know
Towers.
Fawlty Towers.
And you had Basil Fawlty, and you had little Manuel. Was he called?
Yeah, mm-hmm. That was his name.
Even before it started, as you're waiting outside, you could see Manuel running back and forward, like in a panic.
So they all knew who they were playing ahead of time.
Yes.
And is that the case with Jane Austen also?
No, this is entirely improvised. So we have a cast of actors who are, as I say, in full Regency costume. But it's improvised, so it'll be based upon the audience's suggestion for a title, and there are no set characters or anything.
Yeah, oh, there's no preset character dynamics, nothing going on. Wow, that's amazing. And how long is the whole show?
The entire thing will be, it starts at 8 and ends at 10, so the whole thing will be over 2 hours.
Really talented people.
Yeah.
It's practice, you know, we don't call it rehearsing, we call it practice, so the guys get together, practice once a week, once or twice a week. With different suggestions and just improvising a full.
Well, I guess the advantage of that is that you get something different each time, right?
So completely,
You could go to see it. I don't know, are you doing it more than once? You go and see it again and you get something different.
Absolutely, yeah. It's over two nights. So it's on the 23rd and 24th of November.
So we should go to both of these nights then, not just one.
Why not?
Exactly,
why not?
Because we actually did a dinner pop-up at a Rixos on the Palm a couple of years ago, but this was scripted plays. So every evening was the same. So it was an Italian plays in an Italian restaurant. But in the same way that you did the first course, then a 10-minute play, then the second course and a 10-minute play.
I love it. I don't think there's anything better than being entertained whilst you have dinner.
I call that dinner. I just like being entertained. But it's the Jane Austen part that I find really interesting. They must know Jane Austen and the whole genre very well in order to be able to improv it.
Well, they have to study it, right? I mean, that's the idea. Is we recently had a festival, actually, and we had the guys from Impro Theatre in LA over, and they specialize in this. They do Jane Austen improvised. They do genre theatre improvised. So they performed on our stage, Twilight Zone unscripted, and they did No, I've gone blank. Tennessee Williams Unscripted. And that was quite phenomenal. It was quite amazing to see. I mean, these guys are pros. Mm-hmm. And so we're doing, we're doing Jane Austen, and we've learned a lot from them. But you have to study really hard to get it right.
Mm-hmm. I mean, the language and body movements must be so specific.
Absolutely. It's the culture, it's the language, it's the body language, everything. So watching a lot of films, reading a lot of books, teaching each other. So basically, practice.
So Tiffany, just remind us of dates this is happening. It's at Tom and Serge. Are they opening specially at night time to do this?
Yes, it's a special event with Tom and Serge. So it'll be 8 p.m. to 10 p.m. on Thursday and Friday night on the 23rd and 24th.
And do we know how much it is?
It is $295 per ticket, and it's including a 3-course meal with non-alcoholic beverages.
That's fantastic. A great deal. Wow. Mm-hmm.
Sounds good.
It's definitely going to be a lot of fun, isn't it?
It is, and I think a perfect venue for it as well.
Yeah, really perfect venue. Yeah. Good pop-up. Right, have you always liked the idea of being on stage but never bitten the bullet and gone to an audition? We're going to be telling you how you can in a couple of minutes.
Stage Door.
Yeah, we've got director Wesley with us this afternoon, and also Liz Hadaway is joining us. Liz, you've got some auditions coming up for 10, happening on 25th of November. Tell us all about that.
Absolutely. So the 1010 UAE Theatre Festival auditions are happening on Saturday, the 25th of November, from 2 p.m. till 6 p.m. And it's completely open auditions. It's open to anyone that's interested, right from if you've never been on the stage before and you're going to take that first step through to professionals. So you can come along to Constellation Productions, which is in One Lake Plaza in JLT, and audition. We would like you very much to prepare a monologue of 1 minute.
When you say a monologue, on what? Can it be anything?
Absolutely
anything.
Could
you do Bohemian Rhapsody?
Sure you could.
And say it instead of sing it?
Hell you could, yeah.
Hey.
But it doesn't have to be comedic or dramatic or anything like that?
No, I mean, obviously, I mean, I come from a theatre background myself, so the automatic thing I think of with monologues is theatre plays, but people do different things. People perform excerpts from film scripts. We've had some spoken word poetry performed as an audition piece. So we're open to possibilities and suggestions, because one of the ideas about 1010 is that we really want people to think outside that box and be a little bit more creative, and also to get some kind of like multimedia and mixed media. So we've got some people doing theatre with dance. We've got some people doing theatre with spoken word. So absolutely, for your audition, if you want to come and surprise us and do something different, please do. You can also audition in any language.
Oh, that's cool. Good. Do you know what I instantly thought of there for my audition?
What
I would do? I don't know what popped into your head.
Sing a song?
No. I instantly thought, I don't know where it came from, but I think sometimes they're the best ideas. Although they're never the best ideas in meetings. My idea is the first idea, and then everyone moves on from it. I'm the idea farmer. I plant the seed. But I thought I could do a wedding from both sides, the ceremony.
That would be cool.
So be like, do you such and such take such and such to be your wedded husband, and then put a hat on? Yes, I do. And do both.
Oh, I think you should do it as the same character, but who thinks that they're different characters. Just do it as a crazy person.
you could who's dress themselves. One half male and the other half female and keep turning
around.
Oh,
it's like getting tricky, isn't it?
Yeah. That'd be good, wouldn't that? I'd impress Liz, I'm sure. Yeah.
Impress Mark.
Absolutely. It'll be really interesting as well if you kind of jumped around the stage doing that between characters. I have actually seen people do that, trying to take on two parts and literally leaping around.
Well, that's what it takes it from the monologue into the crazy category, doesn't it?
Yeah, we're going with comedic more than crazy.
Oh, sorry.
Possibly,
yes, comedic.
But yeah.
So, I mean, if they audition and they're successful, what's the next step, and what kind of things are they going to be appearing
in?
So,
what happens then is that a lot of our directors from the festival are coming to watch the auditions.
Right.
So the directors are coming with scripts in mind that they want to put on in the festival, with characters in mind. So they're looking for particular types of roles. We're going to have about 50 plays in the festival, so we've potentially got up to 50 directors who will be looking to cast. Those that don't get cast, we also try to put them into groups together so that everybody gets an opportunity to perform in the festival, which takes place next year at Duck Tack in the Madinat from the 2nd of Feb till the 9th of March.
50 plays? That's a lot going on.
It's a lot,
that's
isn't
huge.
It?
Yeah, it's over a 5-week period, so...
I think this is one of those moments where, you know, if you just did it and you were brave, you'd make loads of new friends.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, people do this for all different reasons. You know, there are people who are passionate about acting and the dramatic arts, but there are also those that, you know, want to do it for confidence, communication, those that just want to expand their social network and try something different.
And it's just fun when it comes down to it, so often.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you know, that's the ultimate aim. If the participants enjoy it, if the audience enjoy it, we're winning.
It's meant to be fun, not a second job.
That's right. Although,
well,
as
sometimes
I said,
it's a first job.
There are professional actors involved as well, so for them it is a first job. But yeah, for the majority of people, it's a hobby.
Mm-hmm. We also need to talk about a touring Italian theatre company that you're quite passionate about, coming on the 1st and 2nd of December.
Yeah, that's right. We're really, really fortunate. They've actually been on a world tour, and Dubai is their last stop on their world tour.
Oh, that's exciting.
So they're called Teatro Potluck, and they're coming to do a workshop over the national holiday weekend on the 1st and 2nd of December about voice and space and movement, which is really amazing that we've got international practitioners coming here to work with people. And then on the 4th of December in the evening, they're going to be doing a talk at the Jam Jar in El Sokal Avenue about their work, because they've been doing a project called Invisible Cities, and basically what that means is they've been to 53 cities around the world, and they've taken on and spent quite a lot of time in the city exploring the history and the culture and the language of the place, and then they've produced a theatre festival with the people of that city sort of interacting with the environment. So it's actually a site-specific piece that takes place in the streets outside, learning sort of about the city through theatre.
That's so
different,
cool,
isn't it?
Talk about real theatre development. That's wonderful.
Yeah, no, it's amazing. These guys are fantastic. So I think we're really privileged to have them here in Dubai.
So again, if anyone wants to come along to that, they can find you, Constellation.
Yep, constellationdubai.com. All the information will actually be on the website from tomorrow. We've only had the confirmation this week of this. So this is sort of a preview for your listeners here.
Okay, we love previews on this show, don't we?
That's what we're up for.
Yeah, breaking all the entertainment
breaking news.
Yeah.
Stage Door.
Yeah, and we've got director Wesley with us, and also theatre company boss Liz Hadaway to talk theatre. Wesley, Dubai Drama Group, they've got something coming up that we might want to get involved in.
Definitely. They're doing a play reading series that I'm facilitating, and it's a super informal thing, but it's really fun. The format is basically I bring snacks.
What kind of snacks?
It totally varies. So if you're coming, you have a say.
I don't think so.
Why not?
I think you are missing something vital here, and I know you'll agree with me, Liz. Some snacks should never be at theatre.
Well, that's fine, but you can ask for whatever snacks, and I may give them to
Which
you.
Which snacks?
Crunchy ones.
Crunchy, noisy crisps.
But this is great.
True, but this is a play reading.
Yeah, this is play reading. So I brought crisps, I brought Cheetos. So what happens is everybody gets together, everybody gets a script, and everyone is expected to read. You don't have to, but the premise is that everyone goes around, gets different parts. We change what the parts are throughout the night. And we just read the whole play.
This seems like some weird cult where everyone's eating
super cool.
And one person's reading and then they pass it on. It's like, where's the crisps?
Do you provide
chai? I think chai is really important to play reading. I'm not sure it could take place without it.
Well, you should come and request that and I'll definitely bring it then. But it's a really cool thing. We ask questions at the end. The most important questions are like, did you like it? Would you see it in Dubai? Would you pay money to see it in Dubai? And sometimes those answers are different. But last week we looked at Steve Martin's Picasso at the L'Opéra Gil, and I know we did some readings from it last time. And the turnout was really good. It was around 15 to 20 people. And this week on the 20th, we're doing The Imaginary Invalid by Molière. And it's a show written in the 1600s, but it's about sort of medical practitioners. It's a satire about medicine. And if you think about all of your friends that watch like Dr. Oz and see some illness and like, oh my gosh, I have that.
Yeah.
That's exactly what this show is about. So it's awesome. It's been translated into English. So we're going to be reading that. And people learn something new every time we do one of these. My point of it, or my hopes about the series, is to really broaden what people think can be done in Dubai.
Yeah.
We've had a lot of Shakespeare recently. We've had a lot of sort of talky family dramas recently, and there's absolutely a place for that. But I think that a play reading can really broaden everybody's horizons a little bit.
So is the idea to choose and select one of these plays to then stage
later? Yeah, DGG is going to, you know, based on their feedback and based off of these plays, choose what their season is going to be. Yeah.
It's a great idea, isn't it?
It is. And do you see theatre maybe broadening into different directions now in Dubai, Wesley? You mentioned certain niches that we've had, but you know, are we looking at something a bit more edgy, perhaps?
Yes. I think I want to do more edgier plays. I want to do some Susan Laurie Parks. I want to do some things that maybe have more curse words than we're used to. I want to see some themes that maybe seem a little bit more adult, perhaps. But
if the themes and the words are, you have to be very careful.
Yeah, you do have to be very careful.
I'm not sure you can do that necessarily.
And that's up to to the leadership of DDG to work out, not for me. For the play reading, you can do whatever you want because it's just a group of friends getting together. Nothing is being officially produced. Nothing is being paid for. There are no tickets being sold. It's totally free to anybody.
Having said that, I mean, I totally agree with you that I think people should look at more cutting-edge theatre and also more modern theatre. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Because a lot of what I've seen in Dubai, I've been here for 5 years, and people repeat the same play. Yeah. And I look at it and I think, gosh, how many plays are there out there in the world that we're repeating the same
exactly
plays?
Right.
We need to take a little bit more of a leap and branch out from that.
Even the show I recently directed, The Complete Works of William Shakespeare, in the last 10 years has been done 3 or 4 times, and I didn't know that coming in. And when I tried to pitch that show, everyone was really excited about it because they knew it, not because they were genuinely excited about something new. And so part of this play reading is my responding to my own previous actions, I guess, and getting something new in there.
So do you think it's, you know, we're used to just being safe and the titles that we know?
Yeah, it's pretty safe.
Well, it's also that you want to sell tickets. If you're a theater producer,
of course,
if you're a theater owner, you want to sell tickets
too.
So people know it. They've sold out before. The runs are so short that you want to do repeats. And this is so informal that the stakes are so low. You can just come and have a good time. And if you don't like the show, you then say, I didn't like this show, let's not do it. And those conversations are really interesting to have.
It's really good to get that feedback, I think, before you actually do the show.
Yeah.
Now, Wesley, we know that you're an epic director. You're really good at that. But how are you at stage management?
Well, that's actually my background. I've done it for like 15 years.
Oh.
I love stage management. Nobody else likes to do it, but I do. I like the mundane. You know, you take notes about what the actors are doing on stage to prepare them for the rehearsal. You call every technical cue that happens in a show.
And as a director, someone that says, I love stage management, it's like, oh my God, you love stage management.
Exactly.
I want to work with you.
It's a pretty rare thing. And it's also not something that's really well known in Dubai. And so as part of working with DDG, I'm going to lead a workshop for producers and directors about what the benefits of stage managing are and what the benefits of good stage managers are. That's going to be November 26th, and we're going to be publicizing that.
Mm-hmm. So is it generally, when plays are put on in Dubai, maybe it's a job that shoes don't get filled because people don't realize it's actually a job? Or?
Exactly. Sometimes that happens. Sometimes they have what they call an assistant director who does some of that. Sometimes the director just does a lot of work that normal directors don't do, or even producers step in and do work that you wouldn't otherwise have them do it all. And some things, just get missed. There's a lot of communication I've seen that could have been improved if there were a stage manager writing reports of rehearsals every night.
But I mean, I was saying to Wesley before we went on air that I think part of the problem is, of course, that these are unpaid roles. So that if you're working in professional theatre, you have a full-time stage manager who is doing so much more. But to ask someone to step up and to do this role when they're not getting paid for it and they're asked to do many, many more hours, many more weeks of rehearsals, it can be a little bit tricky.
Yeah, it's just as big of a job as a director or as an actor.
Really?
Yeah, you go to every rehearsal, you go to every show, and you don't get a curtain call, right? You don't get, it's not glamorous at all.
No.
But some people love that, the behind the scenes.
Right.
I love that.
Exactly. And it's also the power you have. I mean, I think of it as a stage manager. So in the middle of a show, you are telling people to go on stage, you are changing the lights, you're changing the set, you're doing all of that kind of stuff. If that doesn't happen, if you don't do your job well, it's just as important as actors knowing their lines and knowing their blocking.
So it's kind of a power trip in some
ways. Is. Yeah, okay. And you start the show, you end the show. And if the lights don't turn on, the show doesn't start. So it's a really cool thing.
Fantastic job.
Sounds like a lot of responsibility to me.
Yeah, I think it's going to be a lot of fun.
He's selling it as the glamorous side.
Yeah. That's honestly how I see it.
The moving of set.
Mm-hmm.
But also, I imagine there's a lot of people who get into theatre and that's what they would learn to do, and that would get them into other theatre houses as they move. A lot of us are expats here who will move somewhere else, and if you have those skills.
Exactly. And the demand all over the world for good stage managers is very high. When I was working in the States, I never looked for work because the demand was so high for stage managers. And it's also the kind of thing, you're working with a set designer, you're working with a lights person, you're working with the actors every rehearsal. So you get to have your finger in every little pie. It's really nice.
But here we definitely need more stage managers. People want to be on stage, they want to be in the lights, they want to be in the spotlight, they want to be the star. But to be the crew and working behind scenes, you learn so much. And actually knowing how to crew well, I think helps to inform you when you're actually a director or an actor as well.
Yeah. And it's a real leadership role that oftentimes you are in a booth pressing the buttons to change the lights, pressing the buttons to change the projection or sound or whatever, and you have a whole team then changing the set or telling the actors what to do or moving props around. So it really is a leadership role as well.
So we now have a workshop happening on stage management. When is it happening?
It's November 26th and the place is TBD.
Okay, we're going to look at a few theatre stories from around the world that might have passed you by now.
So what did I miss? What did I miss?
What have we missed?
I love that song. Well, I don't know if any of you know the 1970s movie Network, but it's a fantastic movie that's a critique of media and news and all of that. Bryan Cranston is going to be starring from Breaking Bad, is going to be starring in a theater version of it. It starts this month and ends in March. And it's an amazing play with wonderful visuals. It's he plays a network anchor who is about to get fired because of low ratings, and he goes ballistic on camera on live TV and shouts the phrase, I'm mad and I'm not going to take it anymore. Now that and we've seen that phrase now on lots of protest signs and women's marches and things like that. And everybody goes crazy because he has gone crazy. The ratings skyrocket and they decide to keep him on board just to make just because it's crazy.
That's how I'm going to go out.
Yeah. And yeah. This play is really amazing because they have live cameras following him around when he's supposed to be on air and giant screens above the stage that display what the home audience would see. And you as an audience member see all of that. You see the newsroom, you see the studio, you see the camera guy going around. It's really cool. And Bryan Cranston is just amazing.
He is amazing, isn't he? Walter White.
And where is this going to
be? At the National Theatre in London through March 24th. So you have several months to go to London and see it.
Maybe we should do a thing. You know how we do gig tripping? Maybe we should do a theatre tripping sometime. Mm.
Definitely.
London theatre trips are the best.
Aren't they?
Yeah.
Take me along.
Anything else we've missed, Wes?
Yeah, Adam Driver, all of these movie stars that I'm mentioning. Adam Driver from Star Wars and Girls. He actually was in the Marine Corps before he became an actor. He studied at Juilliard. And now he founded a nonprofit called Arts in the Armed Forces. And he started it in 2008. But they just announced that they started a new award worth $10,000 for playwrights who used to serve in the military.
And how many of them are there?
Right, exactly. Not very many. And part of the nonprofit is to increase those numbers. But it's really difficult often to express certain emotions and certain experiences that have happened in the military, happened in battle. People have PTSD, and theater can be a wonderful avenue to express those kinds of emotions.
Almost like theater therapy.
Exactly right, yeah. And it's also a good way of communicating to audiences who don't know what it's like, what the experience is. So that is really amazing that he has this grant for $10,000. And actually, the final judge who's going to choose the winner is Susan Laurie Parks, who I mentioned before, who is known for writing really edgy plays, who I'm a huge fan of, and will be featuring her work at the DGG Play Reading sometime soon.
Excellent.
So it all
excellent.
Comes full circle.
I just want to mention a text that's come along. Please, can you just repeat where and when the auditions are going to be happening? Mm-hmm. I think this is for 10-10.
For 10-10? Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. So it's Saturday the 25th of November between 2 p.m. and 6 p.m., and you can register online at 1010Fest. And then you will receive all the information.
Wesley, Liz, thank you so much for joining us this
thank
afternoon.
You.
Thank you very much.
Thank
it's been
you
a pleasure.
Guys.
There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.